What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, Senator Chuck Schumer is actually encouraging Florida to just ignore the deadlines that have been established by these judges. And just keep on counting. You know, keep on counting, you know, until we get the result that we want here. And, of course, he said this statement the other day, the more time that passes since Election Day, the better things keep looking for the Democrats. So he wants to stall, while more phony ballots are being ginned on up. And basically, this is incitement to commit contempt of court. And Schumer is justifying it, saying, we don't need any deadlines here because the Senate race does not have an electoral vote in the Congress scheduled for December like the 2000 presidential race did when it underwent a recount in Florida. Well, Chuck, I hope that judge does nail you for contempt of court. Anyway, Hillary Clinton is down there in Florida deploying lawyers, organizers, basically trying to get lawyers out there to help in the recount. They're not really helping in the recount. The goal of all these lawyers and all these volunteers is to generate the maximum number of votes for the Democrats and only allow the minimum number of votes for the Republicans. Oh, bad ballot, dangling Chad. And I know they don't use the Chad system anymore here. Alrighty. Now, interestingly enough, Representative Deutsch down in Florida, this is irony. He said that Rick Scott's recount behavior is dangerous. Ooh, it's dangerous because of his attempts to cast doubt on our elections. I'm sorry, Rick Scott isn't the one who's casting doubt on the honesty and integrity and fairness of our elections. It is all the games we saw by the Democrats in 2016. It's all the games that we've seen by the Democrats this year. And I understand the politicians are desperate for the American people to close their eyes and go back to sleep and believe the election system is honest and that everybody who's in Congress deserves to be there by the will of the people. But it's just not so. It is just not so. All righty. Oh, getting on back to Georgia and Fulton County, where a lot of votes were getting thrown on out, and the Democrat Stacey Abrams campaign is pushing on Fulton County to try and reach out to people who may have cast provisional ballots that didn't show up. In other words, they're trying to recruit after-the-fact voters. But apparently, one of the reasons so many of the votes were thrown, there were massive numbers of duplicate ballots, rejected ballots, and non-citizens trying to vote. And a full 1,800 provisional ballots in Fulton County were duplicates. And 1,556 of them were rejected. And again, in Georgia, citizens are pouring into the Gwinnett County Election Board office in Georgia as of, well, yesterday, to quote-unquote stop the fraud that is threatening to turn the Peach State's election process into chaos. Now, Republican Brian Kemp, who's the declared winner of the governor's race, has begun his transition to office as governor-elect. But the Stacey Abrams campaign and the Georgia Democrats are running this persistent effort to prolong provisional vote counting in some counties, despite there being no statistical possibility of an Abrams win or recount. The Democrats are using phone banking, emails, texts, and even a campaign-style ad to find provisional ballots that were allegedly disenfranchised, although many Georgia ballots were rejected for reasons including non-citizens voting and non-registered persons voting. Fraud, 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 fraud. Okay. Now, one of our callers called in about this. But apparently this state senator, Nikema Williams, who's a Democrat from Atlanta, was basically agitating within the state capitol to try and get a recount forced there. Again, even though under Georgia law, a recount is not justified because of Kemp's sufficient lead. And it got violent, and 15 people got arrested, and Nikema was one of them. And she's already out there saying, they only arrested me because I'm black and a woman. All right. Let's see. I think we already talked about Yvette Harrell. She was declared the winner election night. And then all of a sudden, the Democrats magically found 8,000 new votes. That's in a district that Donald Trump won by 10 points in 2016. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, there's quite a tally of GOP seats that are being flipped to the Democrats. And it's always because of, oh, we found more provisional ballots. And apparently California Republicans lost a fourth House seat yesterday as late vote counting handed political newcomer Josh Harder enough votes to push GOP Representative Jeff Denham from his seat in the agricultural-oriented Central Valley. And apparently there are two other Republican-held seats in Orange County perilously close to flipping as the provisional and late mail-in ballots continued to break for Democrats. This thing is just so obvious. This is just so obvious. And I don't understand why the GOP isn't fighting back and why Trump isn't fighting back. Okay, so let's talk about the Southern California wildfires. Yesterday, they had another flare-up. Well, actually, early this morning, in the south, the Woolsey Fire ripped through 50 acres in the Santa Monica Mountains in 30 minutes, driven by gusts of wind up to 85 miles an hour. So the statewide death toll stands at 50, including a couple who died in the Woolsey Fire, and more than 200 people are still unaccounted for. Now, shares of California utility companies plunged Monday as these wildfires scorched thousands of acres and continue to threaten life and property, and the victims of the fire are getting ready to sue because we know that the Northern Fire was caused by faulty equipment at PG&E, and we know one of the Southern fires was sparked, again, faulty equipment by Southern California Edison. But again, a lot of this goes back to Governor Moonbeam himself, because the California legislature, some years back, actually passed a bill to force the electric companies to basically ruggedize those wires to make them less susceptible to wind. And Governor Moonbeam vetoed it as a gift to his friends in the power companies who did not want to spend the money. Okay, this is a great story, and this is one of the stories that revives your confidence in the human race. As you know, over in Malibu, there are a lot of people who are basically cut off. The fire has cut off PCH in both directions. It's up in the hills behind them. They're basically down by the water, and they're having trouble getting some stuff. So this Howard Leet, who was co-owner of the Malibu Rocky Oaks Winery, dispatched his own personal $25 million, 142-foot-long yacht to start ferrying supplies back into that section of Malibu. And apparently, this was after his own winery getting burned up. Now, the authorities in Malibu said that he would not be allowed to bring that yacht into the shore. There wasn't an anchorage for it. So a phalanx of surfers and paddleboarders ferried the supplies in. And that's a great story. That's a great story. And apparently, on their first run through all of this, the load included 3,000 bottles of water, 100 gallons of gas, food, shovels, and, of course, lots of beer. So, all right, getting into our domestic politics here. Over at the Department of Justice, they have responded to the claims that Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general is somehow illegal or unconstitutional. And the Department of Justice released a 20-page long memo saying that, yes, it is perfectly legal under the Vacancies Reform Act, the appointments clause, and it does comply fully with the U.S. Constitution. So, and have you seen the irony of all this? They're still trying to get Whitaker to recuse himself from oversight of the Mueller probe because of his past political activities. But Hillary's personal lawyer can lead the potential prosecution of Roger Stone. A typical liberal Democrat. One set of rules for them and another set of rules for everybody else. So why is everybody's knickers in a twist over the fact that Matthew Whitaker might become the next attorney general? Well, he certainly does not appear to be a continuation of these cover-up artist attorney generals we've had, like Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch and most recently Jeff Sessions. But basically, the Democrats are freaking out over the fact that right now he's the acting attorney general and it could be made permanent. Now, Whitaker is predisposed to end the Mueller investigation because they haven't found anything. It's a complete waste of time and money. Now, Whitaker also believes that Hillary should have been prosecuted over the national security violations connected to the emails, and yes, she should have. When the former FBI director had that press conference, and he said, well, yeah, she did all these things, but she didn't mean to do ill, so we're not recommending charges, except that Title 18 does not require intent, as Trey Gowdy kept trying to remind Comey over and over and over again. So I would love to see Whitaker prosecute Hillary for just one Title 18 violation. Now, he's talking about 33,000, one for each missing email here. But just one will do it. One felony conviction. She doesn't have to go to jail. And she's out of the 2020 race. Now, the third reason everybody's freaked out about what's going on with Whitaker is that the Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein and his deep state wife, Lisa Barsoomian, have presumably been compromised and can open Pandora's box to various deep state activities. Now, interestingly enough, back in 2016, in an interview, Whitaker said flat out that a special counsel is required to investigate the Clinton Foundation. And yeah, that's overdue as well. Well, Mr. Whitaker, you're now in a position to do something about it. So we're waiting, and time is passing here. Here's another story. This is out of InfoWars. And apparently somebody has leaked out a document from the FBI in which even the FBI is saying the Mueller investigation found no evidence of Russian collusion. So now Mueller is probably out there desperate to find somebody that he can indict on something, anything, overdue library books. So it looks like there was at least some criminality and he was justified spending all this money and all this time. But he's got nothing. There's nothing there. And even the FBI is now admitting it. Now, today was the day that Hillary Clinton was hauled before court, before U.S. District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan. And I have not heard how that came on out. But this is basically coming out of the Judicial Watch lawsuit, which wants to compel Hillary Clinton's testimony on the emails and the email server. And also on how Huma Abedin, who was granted a special government employee designation to accept outside employment while she was working at the State Department. Now, Clinton submitted written testimony under oath in October of 2016, but Judicial Watch took issue with her answering that she does not recall. That's always one we get from Hillary Clinton. Oh, I don't recall. I have no recollection. I'm sorry about that. Really? Well, if you're that brain damaged, why are you running for president again? Getting into the conflict zones, the Afghans are turning their backs on the United States after 17 years of war. And the residents of Afghanistan, they've changed their mind. They don't like having the Americans there. They want them to go. Apparently, there was a suicide bomber in Kabul targeting demonstrations protesting the lack of security against the Taliban provided by the government. It's not really working out all that well. Now, the U.S. over there has trained a lot of elite Afghani forces, and apparently the most elite U.S.-trained force in Afghanistan suffered a devastating defeat at the hands of the Taliban in an area that was referred to as the country's safest district. And this is another sign that Afghanistan is a lost cause. The Taliban don't want us there. The Afghani people don't want us there. It's time to basically find an exit strategy, try and make it look like, you know, it's our idea that we're getting chased out of Afghanistan here. Meanwhile, Russia has been trying to put together some meetings between the various players from Kabul and the Taliban. And on November 9th, they had this conference. It was attended by an observer from the United States who was not allowed any input. But Russia's trying to get the government of Afghanistan and the Taliban to say, we're tired of fighting, let's come to some kind of an agreement. The U.S. turned around and then accused Russia of hindering an Afghan settlement, that they're just getting in the way, that they should leave it up to the United States. Okay. Now, the United States has come back with a counter-suggestion, and you're going to love this one. They want to suspend next year's Afghan presidential election. Just call it off. Just say, the government you've got now, that's what you're keeping. Okay. Meanwhile, Russia has announced the Taliban's demands for the United States, which is you leave. That's it. Taliban will negotiate with Afghanistan's central government in Kabul only after the United States agrees to leave the country. This is coming from Zamir Kabilov, who's Russia's special envoy for Afghanistan, and basically announced the Taliban's demands on Monday after hosting that international summit on the country's crisis. All righty. Over in Syria, Bashar al-Assad got the hero's treatment down in Suweida, which has recently been liberated from the captivity of the Daesh terrorists, literally lifted President Assad onto their shoulders and carried him around the room during an official reception. That had to be a thrill for him. And Assad met with the liberated Syrians and their families just yesterday, as a matter of fact. So apparently Assad's head even grazed the chandelier hanging in the room. And they were all chanting slogans of support for Assad in Syria. So it looks like the U.S. has lost there as well. Apparently over in Turkey, the People's Defense Forces, a military wing of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK, claimed that it had attacked six military bases in the southern Turkish provinces of Hakkari and Simak on November 9th and November 10th. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a little bit of interesting breaking news, going to go off on a tangent here. Apparently, Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels porn lawyer, definitely anti-Trump, was out there just trying to cause all kinds of problems. Apparently, yesterday was arrested on felony domestic violence charges. And apparently, he seriously injured his estranged wife. So he's going to be busy for a little while. All right, getting on back to the war zones, getting on back to Syria. The U.S.-led coalition reportedly used cluster munitions during strikes on Deir ez-Zor. And, of course, cluster bombs are very, very bad for the non-combatant civilian populations. And the Syrian media is saying over 60 civilians have been killed or injured in these airstrikes. And, of course, the U.S. always comes out and says, well, we're trying to be careful. But understand, there will always be collateral damage. But we are really trying to be careful here. Now, a little bit of good news from down in Yemen. Apparently, the Houthi and the current accepted Yemen government have reached a truce of some kind. And so the battle for Hodeidah has come to a halt. Now, whether the Houthi are going to accept the foreign puppet ruler. I think that's probably the most likely case. But at least the bloodshed will stop. At least these people will be fed, and this humanitarian crisis will be over. And the optics of it, of course, are really bad for Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia's public image has taken a major, major hit. So, apparently the brand new House leadership wants to stop all debate on U.S. involvement in the Saudi war in Yemen. Apparently a measure is being advanced at the behest of House Speaker Paul Ryan, aiming to derail House Continuing Resolution 138, a War Powers Act challenge, which would force an end to the U.S. military involvement in the Saudi-led war. Under the War Powers Act, any individual lawmaker is intended to be able to raise the matter of an unauthorized war for a debate and a vote on the floor. Efforts to do so far have failed, as the House leadership has consistently used the Rules Committee to sidestep the issue. Now, over in Ukraine, they're coming up on... okay, hang on a second. Got to take care of some tech issues. And just a second here. All right, we're good. So over in Ukraine, they're coming up on their elections early next year for the president. And right now, former prime minister and leader of the Batkivshchina party, Yulia Tymoshenko, is the clear front runner. This is according to a survey by the Kiev International Institute of Sociology, the Razumkov Center, and rating pollsters. And apparently Poroshenko, President Chocolate, is not doing very well at all. So that will be an interesting contest to watch. Well, Angela Merkel has now joined France, Macron, in a call for a real, true European army. Trump, of course, has slammed the idea. And a lot of people are very concerned about Germany having a really big army at its disposal. I think they're overreacting. Germany hasn't bothered anybody since 1918. But critics are saying that right now France can't even make their current NATO payments. So is this really all just talk? Yeah, it would seem like it. That the idea is absurd. And by the way, little note, while France's Macron was condemning nationalism there in Paris, Poland had their largest Independence Day march ever. They are celebrating their sovereignty and their independence here. Turning on down to Gaza, as you know, over the last several days, there was a massive conflict going on, 24 hours of airstrikes, barrage of mortars and missiles into southern Israel. And apparently Hamas and Israel announced a ceasefire. And obviously for the people in Gaza, that was good news. For people in Israel, there was a great deal of anger. And in response to this, Israel's defense minister Avigdor Lieberman has now resigned in protest over the Gaza ceasefire. And so he's basically stepped on out. He's also objected to Israel's allowing Qatar to deliver $15 million in aid to Gaza last week. So Lieberman is just go for it all, just crush and destroy. And Netanyahu, I think, realizes the optics are not good right now. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about events taking place down in Israel and Palestine and Gaza. There is now a ceasefire, so the intense bombardment of the last 24 hours is over. This ceasefire did not go over well with Israel's defense minister, Avigdor Lieberman, who has now resigned. And Lieberman was like Israel's equivalent of John Bolton. Just go on in and crush them and get it over with. Netanyahu has announced that he personally will take over as Israel's defense minister. And basically, he announced that about 2 hours after Lieberman announced his resignation. So Netanyahu is now Israel's defense minister, along with being prime minister, health minister, and foreign minister. It's becoming a one-person government. Kind of a little odd out there. Okay, last week we were talking about this situation where a group of Hollywood producers got together and they threw a fundraiser in support of the Israel army. And a lot of big stars showed up and they wrote a lot of big checks. And it outraged a lot of people. And we got a lot of phone calls from that. they could basically come up with $60 million to give to Israel's army, which is already getting lots of money directly from the taxpayers of this country here. Well, it's turning out that the optics on this were not very good either. And again, as I said to some of the callers, probably a lot of these people are showing up to this event and they're writing checks in the expectation it will be beneficial for their career. A lot of that that goes on. And there's the fashionable charities that you show up and you write a check to save baby seals because that gets you on the inside track to get more acting work or, in my case, visual effects work. But that being said, there apparently has been a growing backlash against Hollywood support of the Israel Army, and I'm sure part of it is rooted in what the Israel Army is doing. And the other part of it, of course, is rooted in the fact there are a lot of hungry and homeless people in Hollywood itself. And why aren't these celebrities and movie stars who are the luminaries of Hollywood, why aren't they taking care of their own? By the way, just as a side note on that, we have a local celebrity named Bruno Mars, and he just completed his worldwide tour. It was a huge, huge hit. He had three final concerts down here at the Aloha Stadium. And unlike those Hollywood celebrities, he didn't write a check for the Israeli army, but he is writing a check to cover Thanksgiving dinner for a huge chunk of the hungry and homeless here on the island. So that's a good guy doing good things with his money here. Over in Iran, their foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, is slamming President Trump's so-called America First agenda as a mistake, saying that Trump's failure to honor international commitments under this approach has only created a global backlash against Washington. And he is absolutely correct. The world now knows that the United States has gone rogue. They can't be trusted to keep their treaty obligations. They're throwing sanctions and tariffs, basically acting like a bull in a china shop here. So I thought when Trump said put America first, that meant we were going to spend our money here in America and build it back up again, build up the manufacturing, not try and browbeat the rest of the world into accepting U.S. hegemonic domination, which I don't think is going to work out. Getting to the economic news, the shopping malls are in trouble. And as you know, we're heading into the holiday shopping season. And the Christmas decorations are already up. We're not even out of Thanksgiving. They've been up for a while. But apparently traditional malls are in such trouble that many of them are just voluntarily shutting down and handing over the keys to their creditors. They're not even waiting for a default. The way shopping malls work, there are what are called the anchor tenants. Those are the really big stores at the ends of the arms of the shopping mall, like Macy's or May Company or Sears or Penny's. But those stores are all falling apart. And without the anchor tenants there to bring people in, people don't go into a shopping mall just to look at the specialty items, unless it's a specialty mall like Portsacall Village in San Pedro, which is a lot of fun if you're in Southern California. So that's coming apart. And they're still trying to blame online sales. But the fact of the matter is, we just don't have money. We do not have money to take into those shopping malls. The American people were just barely paying for our food. We're just barely paying our rent. We're just barely paying our gasoline. We're just barely able to afford clothing. So we don't have money left over to go and buy a new whatever it is that's being hawked to us. You know, Claire and I were talking about it just the other night. It's going to be a very thin Christmas, unfortunately. And I think that's going to be true for most Americans. All righty. Story that came on out from the Economic Collapse blog, and it's commenting on something I mentioned a little earlier in the show. The article is titled, "This Wasn't Supposed to Happen," and it says, "We have definitely deviated from the script. According to virtually all of the experts, the stock market was not supposed to keep plummeting in November. That was supposed to be the month when the market calmed down and things returned to normal, not happening." And if the stock market keeps going down by these kind of numbers, 200 down on the Dow, it's going to start breaking loose at some point. People are really going to say, yeah, this is it. Time to get on out here. In fact, according to this article over at Investment Watch blog, global fund managers are more bearish on the world economy than at any time since 2008. And I can understand the reason for that, because so many of the indicators that signaled we were getting into problems in 2008 are flashing again. A real estate bubble, the return of the mortgage-backed securities. It's like Wall Street was incapable of learning from their mistakes, mostly because they didn't have to pay for them. Up in Chicago, they're about to increase their amusement tax, trying to basically close the city's massive budget deficits. Don't you just like how the economy always works in those wonderful Democratic strongholds? So this amusement tax originally applied to concert tickets and other entertainment events, and was expanded to target citizens who have canceled their cable TV by imposing a tax on online streaming services. So apparently, if you are in Chicago and you're using an online streaming service, there will be a 9% surcharge, because by golly, Democrats want your money. They do want your money. Okay, now, Iraq is apparently offering to barter food directly to Iran in exchange for oil. That would be very easy to do, very difficult to stop. And obviously, because there's no actual currency involved, no way for the sanctions to be imposed. There's also another theory out there, and this is coming from CoinTrader 21, saying that Iran could start using cryptocurrencies to sell their oil to other countries, because the cryptocurrencies also do not go through the SWIFT system or any other banking system where the U.S. can turn a switch and say it's going to be gone. See, this is the world pushing back against the United States. They're not kowtowing. They're not bowing down and saying, oh, yes, Mr. United States of America, we recognize the wisdom and generosity of your actions, and we won't do anything. They're fighting back. They're looking to evade. Iran's foreign minister is absolutely right. The world is getting sick and tired of this bullying United States, especially as we start to realize it's a hollow, hollow bully. Down in South Africa, President Cyril Ramaphosa has told the European Parliament that his country's land reform will faithfully adhere to the country's constitution with respect to the rights of all of its citizens. Of course, what they're going to do is change the constitution to allow the government to expropriate land from white landowners without compensation. The land is to be distributed to the country's landless black majority. Now, they already went through this in Zimbabwe, and it turned out to be a disaster. But it makes for good politics. And I'm very alarmed to see all of this anti-white sentiment here in the United States of America. So, all righty, as I mentioned earlier, the migrant caravan has reached Tijuana. They're chanting, Viva Honduras, let's see Donald Trump. This includes that group of about 85 mostly LGBTQ migrants who are now being put up in Airbnbs in upscale neighborhoods funded by their American lawyers. See, there are these lawyers in America who are trying to get these people in. And they've got huge amounts of money to work with, where they can put all these migrants up in these Airbnbs in nice neighborhoods. And apparently the locals in these nice neighborhoods are not at all happy about it. And apparently one of the locals was telling KGTV, saying, go away to a shelter. This is not your place. All of you came here. This is a safe area. So even the Mexicans don't want them. So there are photos and a video, actually several videos, showing the first group of migrants with a caravan of about 7,000 to 10,000 Central Americans have arrived at the United States-Mexico border. And in this video, these migrants can be seen scaling a border fence that separates Tijuana, Mexico, and San Diego, California. Okay, where is Immigrations and Customs Enforcement? Where are the police? Where is the military? You can see in the video, there's nobody there. There's just this fence, and they're just able to scamper right on over it. Now, over in Texas, at the Rio Grande Valley, there are 1,000-plus troops converging on that border awaiting the migrant caravan. So I guess it's for certain Texas does not want them, but apparently California doesn't have a problem with that one. So yesterday, units from the 19th Engineer Battalion out of Fort Knox and the 97th Military Police Battalion from Fort Riley spent the day stretching several miles of razor wire along the southern side of an existing border fence near the Brownsville-Matamoros port of entry. Now, there's a filmmaker, Amy Horowitz, who joined the caravan, and the video that she shot is showing that these people are not starving. They're not poor. They're very well funded. They're well organized. And despite that little group of LGBTQ, 90 to 95% of these so-called migrants are military age men. The same thing we saw over in Europe. Now, as I mentioned earlier to one of our callers, and this is an article out of Warfare Today, weaponized migration is the new battle space. And again, they're saying simply shifting a large mass of people into the enemy's territory produces chaos, conflict, and economic erosion without the aggressor having to fire a single shot or even appearing to have done anything. That's what's been happening over in Europe. That's what's happening here to the United States of America. It really is an invasion. It's a very slow motion one. But we can already see all over Europe. Yes, it's causing chaos and confusion and a lot of crime and a lot of illness. Down in Great Britain, apparently earlier today, they've had a meeting between Theresa May and ministers from the EU and the UK, and apparently there is an agreement on a draft Brexit deal. And it appears to be a complete giveaway to the EU. It's exactly what the EU wanted. Great Britain will stay tangled up with their immigration policies and economic policies and much of their regulatory compliance, much of which is very nitpicky. But Tories and they're angry. They're saying Theresa May has betrayed the voters by going along with the EU demands. And apparently one of the serious issues came down from Scotland, where apparently Prime Minister Theresa May is giving away fishing rights as part of the agreement. Boris Johnson is out there saying this deal is utterly unacceptable. Well, folks, you know, I've been to the Tower of London, and I happen to know for a fact that big wooden block is still up there. But Theresa May very clearly is not serving the interest of the British voters. She's selling out. Okay. Now, Nigel Farage is demanding that Angela Merkel apologize for the disastrous open borders policy. So that is all coming apart. And here is where it gets interesting. You've probably been hearing that the United Nations came up with this global compact for safe, orderly, and regularly migration. It was approved in July by all 193 UN members of the General Assembly, except for the United States, which had backed out. So far, so good. This is the compact in which the United Nations has arbitrarily declared that universal migration anywhere on the planet is a natural human right. But it's already falling apart because Bulgaria is backing out from the deal. So has Hungary, Austria, Poland, the Czech Republic, and Croatia. And, of course, the United States won't either. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Just got a breaking story here. Apparently over in Israel, the Minister of Immigration and Absorption, Sofa Lanver, has announced her resignation following the decision of the party leader and Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman to resign. And I'll have to look at a map of... the governing coalition, but I'm wondering if we're seeing the beginning of the breakup of the current Israeli government, because there are a lot of people who have not been very happy with what Netanyahu has been doing. All righty, let's wander off into the very bizarre world of political correctness. You're not going to believe this one, but it's Florida and it's Democrats here. Pasco County School District down in Florida, they have a policy of accepting the idea of transgender students. And they allowed a self-described transgender female student regular access to the boys' locker room with, might add, no advance warning to the boys or their parents. And apparently the first time she walked in, she caught the boys literally with their pants down, which caused them some embarrassment. So here's where it gets interesting. With a gag order, school administrators forbade teachers from talking about this policy and ordered a male physical education teacher to supervise the potentially undressed girl in the Chasco Middle School locker room. Now, the teacher refused because he's being put in a position to be looking at a minor female naked. And the school said, no, that's your job to do that. And they said he's going to be transferred to another school as discipline for refusing to do your job in the locker room. I really do think this transgender thing has just gone way, way too far overboard here. And we're still having all these people come on up and say it's unscientific to say that gender is determined by biology. Yeah, it's very scientific. It's in the DNA. Your gender is in your DNA. It's not just what you make up today and say, today I'm going to be a girl and today or tomorrow I'm going to be a boy. And next week I'm going to be something in the middle. And the week after that, I'm going to be a ham sandwich. And after that, I'm going to be a large overstuffed sofa in the living room. You know, imagining that you're a tree does not make you a tree. Imagining that you are a dog does not make you a dog. One of the things that liberalism is clearly doing is trying to sever the link between politics and the real world. And that's where a lot of this transgender nonsense comes from. Oh, if you just think you're a woman, you can use the ladies' room. It's really absurd. And it's gone on too far. And I'm still not entirely sure exactly what the agenda is, other than to get us all so confused about who and what we are that we can't mentally function any longer. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he has got lots and lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everyone that you know. Please copy off all these stories about massive Democratic election fraud. Send them to everybody that you know. This is the most important story we have ever covered on this show. So please donate to RBN, donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow, and aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.